てばすればや。オムナモバガバテバスデバヤ。オムナモバガバテバスデバヤ。Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Text 25 and 26. I'll chant 25 and we'll all chant together 26. It's on the board. Tato bipadya papayam hanam mahasuro rusa nisham gada yoru vagegaya. Tam bikramantam sagadam kadataro mahoragam tarksya suto yatakrahi. Translation. Thereafter, the great demon, Hiranyakashipu, who's extremely angry, swiftly attacked Nrisingadev with his club, and he began to beat him. Lord Nrisingadev, however, captured the great demon along with his club, just as Garuda might capture a great snake. Text 26. Satasya hasto kalitastatasuro. Repeat. Satasya hasto kalitas tatasuro vikridato yadva ahir gurat mata asat amadyanta pritaukaso mara ganachada bharata sarva dishyapa. Satasya hasto kalitas tatasuro vikrida doyadva ahir guratmata asar apmanyantato hitakaso mara ganachara parata sarva dishyapa. Satasya hasto kalitas tatasuro vikridato yadva ahir gurutmata asat amayanta pritakaso mara ganachada bharata sarva deshyapa. Yatyataha soka lita satasuro Vikidato yadva adhi gudyatmata Asat amayanta hitaka somara. Ganachara bharata sarvadishnapa. Matajis. Satasya harato sukhalita sadasaro. Kaduya dhyapa hir gudatya tatmana. Nityo mara. Bharata sarvadishyantapa. Sa, he, Hiranyakashipu, tasya, of him, Lord Nisringadev, hasta, from the hands, ukalita, slipped, tada, at that time, Asura, the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu. Vikridata, plain, Yadvat, exactly like. Ahi, a snake. Garutmata, of Garuda. Asudu, not very good. Amanyata, considered. Rita Okasa, whose abodes were taken by Hiranyakashipu. Amara, the demigods. Gana Chada, situated behind a cover of clouds. Bharata, O great son of Bharata, Sarvadishyapa, the rulers of the heavenly planets. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. O Yudhisthira, O great son of Bharata, when Lord Nisringadev gave Hiranyakashipu a chance to slip from his hand, just as Garuda sometimes plays with a snake and lets it slip from his mouth, the demigods who had lost their abodes and who were hiding behind the clouds for fear of the demon, did not consider that incident very good. Indeed, they were perturbed. Repeat, O Yudhisthira, O great son of Bharata, when Lord Nisringadev gave Hiranyakashipu a chance to slip from his hand, just as Garuda sometimes plays with a snake and lets it slip from his mouth, the demigods who had lost their abodes and were hiding behind the clouds for fear of the demon did not consider that incident very good. Indeed, they were perturbed. Purport. When Hiranyakashipu was in the process of being killed by Lord Nisringadev, the Lord gave the demon a chance to slip from his clutches. This incident was not very much appreciated by the demigods, for they were greatly afraid of Hiranyakashipu. They knew that if somehow or other Hiranyakashipu escaped from the Sringadev's hands,
and saw that the demigods were looking forward to his death with great pleasure, he would take great revenge upon them. Therefore, they were very much afraid. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tenamane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Prisharine Nirvasesa Sunyavari Paskachade Sitarine Om Anjana Tamaranyasya Jana Jana Salakaya Sakshu Umlitanyana Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Wow, as we read this, these histories, and this particular story, I definitely come to a conclusion that Krishna is the drama king. Everything that he does is just so unbelievably dramatic. And as we read the histories of Krishna and his devotees, we're also seeing that all his devotees' pastimes are also very dramatic. Prabhupada's coming to the West was also very dramatic. The stories of Prabhupada's disciples, also very dramatic. So if anyone's coming to Krishna consciousness, looking for freedom from drama, you're in the wrong alley. We all come to spiritual life. I mean, we've understood earlier, we've had any connections with spiritual theories and conceptions, that the kingdom of God is a place where, you know, angels and they're playing harps and it's real quiet and peaceful. I guess it's because people suffer so much in this world. So when they die, they want to go to a place where it's not going to hurt their ears anymore. But it's such an illusion. For the past, actually now it's about 5, maybe even 6 months, we've been reading the histories, the story of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj. And here it is so amazingly pertinent to the present day situation and the present day devotee engaged in preaching activities that we see very clearly. The ruthless, shameless actions of Hiranyakashipu, his whole civilization, his whole mentality, and how it's not beneficial in any way, shape, or form for anyone in mankind. Not for himself, not for his associates, not for anyone. It's disaster. And in the midst of this disaster, the Supreme Lord puts a Mahabhagavat. The only Mahabhagavat, and right in the middle of this world of snakes. And yet, a Mahabhagavat, a great soul is endowed with, he's a sunum bonum of the qualities of all the demigods. In him are all transcendental attributes and potencies and qualities. The power of all the acharyas, the power of the Supreme Lord runs through him. So, so here's a very clear contrast. Prahlad Maharaj is showing clearly what the qualities of a devotee are. Fearless, compassionate, loving, equipoised, complete faith in the Lord at every moment, unshattered in his faith. And yet, he has nothing. It's a little 5-year-old buddy. And Hiranyakashipu has everything. And yet he spends his whole life in fear. So nowadays we have a civilization that is definitely pervaded with this demonic mentality. It's just bouncing off the walls and getting worse every day. And I see that I work on the outside, and I see that every day, like, people are becoming more and more disturbed. They're really on pins and needles all the time. They don't know when they drive home tonight they're not going to be killed in a traffic accident. They don't know that. They don't know that they're not going to have a explode in an argument with their spouses and kill her or him be killed. Or there's going to be some workplace violence or some terrorist is going to come in. And I'm telling you, this fearful condition is very powerful out there now. And it's becoming worse and worse. So devotees, we have a choice. Do we want to be part of the demoniac civilization? Or do we want to be part of the divine civilization of Srila Prabhupada? Inside every person these days, they're both elements, because we've come out of this demonic mentality. There's every chance to be attracted by it and to go back into it. The choice is there at every moment. That's why Prabhupada set up this temples with the temple curriculum, temple programs, morning program, evening program, just to put a force field among all the devotees here so they don't go away and get affected again. I can't stress this enough. Sometimes a devotee just one class away from going away. They didn't come to that one class and whoosh, bloop. True. We've seen it over and over. That we should think ourselves so small that if I'm not attentive every day to do my best, to follow the temple programs, the sadhana, my 16 rounds, my service, following the 10 offenses, that I can be again attracted by the material energy. Because although we're seeing the naked form of this material energy, it takes blessings of Krishna to be able to see that consistently. You can walk out of here after hearing all this and you can go down to some area where people are congregating in all the karmis, and you hang out there for a while and you don't channel. For a while it's like this cover starts coming. You start thinking, hey, they're kind of enjoying here. It looks kind of cool. But really the choice is very clear. The hard kick of Maya or the sweet embrace of Lord Chaitanya. Gold or iron? Love or lust? Which do you want? And if you want lust, you want iron. It's everywhere. You don't have to work so hard. But if you want to qualify for love of God, you must pay the price. And the price is surrender, full surrender to Krishna. But then there's, although we know that, there's this one element that keeps creeping up, stopping us from doing that surrender. And that is a dirty heart. These hearts have been polluted, imprinted with so many demoniac tendencies, material desires, that even when we know that these things aren't good and we don't like it, still they keep appearing like little demons in the heart. They just spout their ugly face. Like where did that come from? So it's funny that Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself, appeared 500 years ago, inaugurated the Dharma Yuga for this age, this Sankirtan movement. And by his presence, so many the Goswamis also came and accompanied him, and they wrote so many amazing literatures on the science of bhakti yoga. But the Lord himself, although he inspired all these writings, he only left eight valuable prayers called the Sri Shashaka prayers. And I would like to comment and read the first prayer of the Shashika. Most, this one prayer is like a mission statement of this Hare Krishna movement and the the full order and understanding on how to get rid of this dirty heart, how to cleanse it. That's the only thing that's keeping us from just falling in love with Krishna completely. Just like if you have, let me give you an example. You have a piece of iron, but it has rust around it. You put a magnet. It will not, the magnet cannot attract it because it has all this dirt and grime and rust on it. If you take the grime and the dirt and the rust off of it, it must go to the magnet. It must. So we clean the heart, then we will be attracted to Krishna. Clean the heart. We're wondering how can we be attracted to Krishna? Not a little bit, all the time. Clean the heart. So here's the essence. Lord Chaitanya instructed his disciples to write books on the science of Krishna consciousness, a task that those who follow him have continued to carry out down to the present day. Due to the unbreakable system of disciplic succession, the elaborations and exposition on the philosophy taught by Lord Chaitanya are the most voluminous, exacting, and consistent of any religious culture in the world. Yet, Lord Chaitanya, who in his youth was widely renowned as a scholar, wrote only 8 verses himself called Shishastaka. These supremely valuable verses clearly reveal his mission and precepts. So the first one, this is the one I want to meditate on. Cheto Darpanam Marjanam Bhava Maha Bhavagni Nirvapadmanam Shreya Karava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadu Jivanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Punatmi Prastam Vapadandadam Sarvatma Sampanam Param Vijate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together. Listen to that statement. Which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together, and thus distinguishes the fire of conditional life. Extinguishes. What does extinguish mean? Put out. Finish. Of repeated birth and death. Finish. This Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us, to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Very powerful. All the devotees should seriously meditate upon this. All the Shishastika, and particularly this first one. Then there won't be any more trouble. Spiritual life is simple for the honest, difficult for the crooked. Crooked heart will always make it difficult for you. But if you have your heart is clean, no problema. No nonsense, envy, greed, jealousy, lack of faith, lack of Krishna reciprocating with you, it'll all happen for each and every one of us. And in the way that Lord Chaitanya has crafted the Shishastika, the first verse he's directly talking about, I must say, the Harinam Sankirtan Jagya. For sure. He personally performed this. You can do all of this as Harinam, and the temple room is also Harinam. But to spread the benediction rays, gotta go outside. You gotta take it to the street. For humanity at large, he used the words humanity at large. All of humanity is not going to come in here. If How many people are you going to run into here? But how many people are you going to run into out there? You see, we've been given a choice to take Krishna and then Maya's still there offering herself. But they have not been given the choice. They do not know of the Hare Krishna movement. You'd be surprised. We're here every day. Be surprised when you go out how many people have not heard of this Hare Krishna movement. If Prabhupada did not come here, we would not have heard about it. And what would he be have been doing? We would have been eating meat, drinking, taking intoxication, mating like animals, and destroying the world. So, we have to give them a choice. We must give them a choice as the choice was given to us. Tonight, New Dwarka Dham is hosting the LA Downtown Art Walk. Any devotee that can make it. I know there's bhakti houses going on too. I full respects. That's wonderful. But downtown LA is Maha Bhakti House. There's an old saying, if you want the fruit, you got to go out on a limb. Last week, I went to the Riverside Art Walk. It took a total of 8 hours to do that jugya. I had to leave at 4 and get back till midnight. But completely worth it in every which way. So many people just coming and their eyes lighting up. You can see the mercy of Lord Chaitanya just touching them. They're like intrigued. They're like, they're looking for happiness. But when they see us, you can sense it. You can sense in their heart they have found happiness. They don't know how to place it or understand it fully yet, but they know they come across happiness. And at 9:30 we finish our chanting. We chant for maybe 6:30 to 9:30, 3 hours. And at 9:30 when we stop, I bring prasadam out there, and now I have to bring more. It's like I set up a table and the devotees start taking and everybody starts coming around. Everybody wants more. It's like, wow. It's like so hungry for Krishna. These are our future God brothers and God sisters. It is said when we go back to the spiritual world, Krishna will ask, so, who have you brought with you? The more you awaken others and their march back home, back to Godhead, the more you become awakened. This last Saturday was quite interesting. Anybody who went to the Hari Nam in Hollywood, I think Anthony was there. His father came also. There was one, I don't know, I was trying to keep it like, you know, a little, you know, not too wild to, you know, we get really ecstatic, we get over-enthusiastic, but we couldn't check the enthusiasm. The crowd was encouraging it to be more enthusiastic. Eric was there too. And we couldn't, it was like a current just took us over and just kept going and going. And at one point, right behind us on Hollywood Boulevard, there was a tour bus. Yeah. And I hear this noise and I look behind us. The tour bus. And the whole tour bus is standing on their feet. Maybe 50, 75 people. It was a big one. And I tell the devotees, turn around. And as the devotees turned around to greet them, turned around, they saw them, and they saw them, and they both like jumped out in ecstasy. A whole tour bus. And they wouldn't do that for one of those performers on the side, Michael Jackson impersonators. But something in them made them extremely happy. It's the pastime of Lord Chaitanya. It's the beginning of their spiritual life. They hear the holy name. Now their karmic DNA will never be the same. We've changed their lives. Of course, we're out there distributing books also. They go together. It's the perfect combination. And I like to quote, Iyengar Prabhu has quoted, he's had some lectures called Harinam Revolution. And he says that the purpose of these books when we distribute them is to convince the conditioned souls to engage in the Yuga Dharma of this age. That's the conclusion. That if they actually read and understand these books, then they take up the Yuga Dharma. But if we're not doing the Yuga Dharma, how are we going to convince them to do the Yuga Dharma? And I also had another realization. I was thinking, because last week I did 5 days in a row of Harinam. This week I'm going to start my 4 days a day. And you never know what you're going to get when you go on Harinam. I always say, a long time ago there was this movie that came out, Forrest Gump, where Forrest Gump's mom tells Forrest, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So Harinam is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. You never know what it's going to be like. And I thought to myself, it's just like these people who go surfing. Every day they go surfing. Some days the waves are okay, mediocre. Sometimes they're breaking big. And sometimes they never stop coming. So the waves of ecstasy, of realization, of pastimes, you never know when they're going to be rolling. The more often you go, the more likely you'll be there when the big waves come and you'll be inundated in them. And then what happens is that, I don't know, I've had an experience. It just was last Friday, I think. I came home from Hainan and it's like, I fell asleep for 2 hours, then I woke up. In my mind, I was still sleeping, but my mind was on automatic pilot. Completely automatic pilot. It was almost like separate from me. And what was it doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. For 2 hours! I go, okay, my mind. It was like, do you want to listen to me? I'm not listening to you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Very mystical. I once heard this one story about, I'll try to wrap it up here, where this one Indian had given, this Indian devotees had met Srila Prabhupada in India, and he actually gave to a devotee a tape of Srila Prabhupada, of a pastime that he had with Srila Prabhupada, and he entrusted one devotee to give it to Sasarupa Maharaj, because he wanted it to be in the Lilamrita, but he never got into the book. And in the past, devotee was so anxious to hear what's in this tape. So they, couldn't help it, but they played the tape. And on the tape, they heard the story and where this Indian gentleman asked Srila Prabhupada, how is it you're always remembering Krishna? And Srila Prabhupada told him, come. Pulled him towards him and put his ear on his heart. And he could hear Srila Prabhupada's heart independently chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'll stop there. If anyone has any questions, comments, corrections, expulsions. Yes, Bhakti Anthony Prabhuki. Garuda. Oh, he's a devotee that's in the college, preaches. That's Garuda Das. No. Garuda is right up here. Krishna needs a lift, and he gets on him. Like a transcendental horse, except it's a giant bird. So, who's going on Harinam tonight? Shastra. Woo! Now I'm working on you. I think I'm still going to get you out there. Anyway, thank you all for coming and listening. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. All glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.